This is Educated and Empowered. Hi guys, it's your girl Tennille Jackson, and I am back for another quick, we're going to do a quick podcast today. And when I say quick, I mean probably no more than about 30 minutes. Just want to kind of talk to you all really quickly. Today's topic is, what are you working on for the holidays? And to be honest, I don't know. I was going back and forth with what I should title this, because I don't know if I should have said, what are you working on for the holidays? What are you working on during the holidays? Or what should you be working on during the holidays? So I was going back and forth with all of those titles. What we landed with was, what are you working on for the holidays? So that's what we're going to be talking about. And remember, before we get started, remember our built-in protocol by now, right? If you're not already doing so, feel free to follow me on social media, whether it be Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, or YouTube. You can find me and follow me at, my name is Tennille. And if you are not already subscribed to my Educated and Empowered podcast, you can do so. It is found on anchor.fm for only $3.99. You get access not just to the content that you might hear me discuss across social media platforms, but I have exclusive content that I make just for my subscribers, and that's only $3.99 a month. So whether you want to get access to that content, or you just want to show your support, you like, oh my goodness, you are a wealth of knowledge, or I like the fact that you give no fluff, or you know, you really encourage me, and so I want to show my support, whatever, however, $3.99 is what it is, what it takes to be a subscriber of my Educated and Empowered podcast that you can find on anchor.fm. And know that I appreciate all of my subscribers. But that's enough of that. Want to jump right into the topic on today. Again, we're talking about, what are you working on for the holidays? And so here's the one thing about Wisdom that I kind of wish was a little different. I get what they do. They allow you to use two categories to tag your talks in. And I get from a branding perspective that that may be good, right? Because it allows people to either know your area of expertise or to be able to get a sense of what your talk is going to be about, like what realm your talk will be about. However, there are some times when your talks is difficult to contain them in two categories. And this is one specific talk, because I would have also liked to potentially tag careers. I would have also liked to tag writing, as I am also a literary coach, right? But the reason why I used both life coach and mental health is because some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about also falls under those umbrellas, and I think more than the others. And it may sound crazy, because it's like, why are we including mental health when we're talking about what are you working on during the holidays, right? And so you guys are going to see exactly why. So regardless of what industry, matter of fact, we'll start there. Regardless of what industry you are in, whether you are an entrepreneur or a corporate worker, even if you don't work at all, maybe you are either retired or volunteer or at home, you know, parent, a stay-at-home parent, It is so crucial. One of the main things that you should be working on, not just during the holidays, but around the calendar, right? 365 days a year, is working on yourself and making sure that you are the best self you can be. And most times that starts with our mental health, right? But especially during the holidays, you have to be even more careful. Yesterday, I did a show about the holidays are not always happy, or the holidays aren't happy for everyone. And so that show, we kind of talked about how depression can seep in, and depression sometimes is a real thing for many people. Like, everybody doesn't just look and say, oh, Christmas is around the corner, or Thanksgiving is around the corner, and are as happy as can be, because for many people, it's a reminder of loss and loneliness, right? And so for more on that show, and it was a really great show. We had a few guests that came in, went probably about an hour and a half, way longer than this one is going to go today, but it was a really great show. So I encourage you to go and listen to that. And I don't know if I kept it up, but you can definitely find it on anchor.fm. So we kind of hit that, but today, what I mean when we're talking about being okay, or what you're working on from a mental health perspective, is just trying to make sure that you avoid, or even if not avoid, at least minimize your stress as much as possible, right? So that's one of the things that you should definitively be working on. And as I said, you should be doing this year round, but you definitely have to be more conscious of it around holiday time. Why? Because of the fact that many people get what the holiday season, they get what it's truly about, totally confused. So many people allow themselves to be ruled by the spirit of commercialism, so that you become totally stressed out, you know, because you're so just caught up into, am I going to be able to get my children this, or am I going to be able to buy my children that, you know, and then depending on what your siblings or your significant others are. So many times we lose focus on the true reason for the season, right? And whether you're a believer or not, for believers, the reason for the season is the fact that, even though we know that technically speaking, this is not actually when Jesus was born, this is when, as a believer, this is when we choose to celebrate his birth. So as a believer, we understand that what the true meaning of Christmas is supposed to be is that we're celebrating the birth of Christ. But even if you are not a believer, when you're what Christmas is actually supposed to be about, it's supposed to be about celebrating family and family times. And whether that means your biological family or the people who you have built as a family, because I'm also a huge believer that family extends beyond your bloodline. It extends beyond the people you were born into, right? Like, you don't have a choice. You don't get a choice of who you're born into, but you do get a choice as to who you call family, right? And so it's such a wonderful thing when those two categories can be one and the same, when the people that you are born into are those that you consider your family. But then even beyond that, you can choose to extend it. But the point, because that's a whole nother show for another day, but the point is that so many times during the holiday, we allow ourselves to be totally stressed out, totally worried, killing yourself with work, burdening yourselves down, you know, trying to do loads of overtime because you're trying to get just the thing and make sure that you spend, you know, thousands of dollars. And some people even go into debt. That has never been my story. I've never been the one with all of the children I got. I have never been the person to go into debt for the holidays. But you have some people who that's what they think that it's about. And so now guess what? You're overwhelming yourself. You're overwhelmed physically, you're overwhelmed mentally, and you are really trying to check out of here. And so you have to understand, because again, I want to do like two parts. I'm going to do half and half. The first half that I'm talking about really is just going to be about in terms of what you should be working on or what you should be doing during the holidays. The first part, we're going to talk about it from a mental standpoint. So that's why I'm talking about mental health. And then the latter part, we're going to talk about, you know, just from an industrial standpoint, what you should be doing. But we have to start here talking about mental health, because I think what we don't understand is that if you are not here, if you have killed yourself, you have, you know, hurt yourself so bad that now you are, you know, you're acquiring stress disorders, you may have had a stroke or some other physical health issue because of all of the pressure that you are putting on yourself just to get a gift for a particular day of the year. That is not a good thing. So am I saying don't celebrate Christmas? No. Am I saying that the people that you want to honor or love on isn't worth it? No. But what I am saying is you should not put the stress and the pressure on yourself to show this love one day out the year. Because the reality is, and the fact is, if you consistently show people how you felt about them, then you don't have to burden yourself to try to hurt yourself, put on all this extra pressure, take on all these extra hours, you know, really have yourself stressed out trying to buy the $10,000 this, the $5,000 this, the $3,000 this. It's because materialism is not truly what the holidays are about. And the problem is that if you don't learn that early on, then what's going to happen is whether you do it directly or indirectly, consciously or subconsciously, that is the lesson that you are teaching all those around you, whether that be your siblings or your children. It's teaching them subconsciously or consciously that, well, how the value, that there is a price tag value on the holiday. If I can't get this for this person, or if this person can't get this thing for me, then they really must not love me. And so it can truly become a slippery slope. So one of the best things that you can do for people during the holidays is give them the best version of yourself. Because think about it, when you are stressed out, when you are on edge, you are not showing up as your best self. And so even though in your mind you're saying, well, I'm doing this for them, but do you think that they would rather have you at your best where you're not stressed out, so you're not snapping off on everybody, and they can have, you know, a nice, calm, happy version of you, even if that means that they can't have everything that's on their list? But they can, number one, probably see you a little bit more, because if you are not overtaken by commercialism and materialism, then that means that you are going to prioritize family time a little bit more, right? Because truly, that's what the holiday season is about, is about appreciating those whomever it is that you call your family, spending time with them. And in our minds, because of the way that society has things, it's so commercialized now where if you are not focused in and if you don't really know what things are about, that's what you're going to be overtaken by. You really are going to be under the false impression that all that matters is if you can get somebody this or that, as opposed to providing them with yourself and providing them with your presence and being the best you that you can be, right? So in either case, guys, that's the first part. What you should be working on is you making sure that you are healthy mentally, that you're not stressing yourself out. So don't, you know, be so just focused on, well, I need to buy all of these things that I'm going to kill myself. I'm not resting because I'm working, you know, 12, 14, 16, 18 hour shifts because I'm trying to get all of this money in. And, you know, we're so caught up with these coins now, right? Like that's all that matters. But again, I say, if you're in a hospital or in a cemetery somewhere, all the coins in the world won't matter. So you want to learn how to, you know, in the best case scenario, you want to be able to prioritize, to have a great work-life balance, right? But understand that, again, not even just during the holiday season all year long, but especially during the holiday season, you want to be mindful of your mental health. That shouldn't go on pause. If you need a break, take it. You need a nap, use it. If you need to rest, do so. You know, make sure that you prioritize your mental health so that way you can show up. And sometimes, yes, it is as simple as just taking a nap because you're tired. Because think about it. And I had a girlfriend of mine tell me this before. When we had children, when our children were young, what did we make them do throughout the daytime? We would make them take a nap. Why? Because we understood that they were tired and that their bodies needed rest. And we understood that they were tired and that their bodies needed rest. And we understood that they were not and could not be their best selves if they were not fully rested, right? And so we almost demanded on them because we could tell when their bodies were slowing down. We could tell when they were getting grouchy. We, you know, we knew, oh, you just tired, you know, and you just need some sleep. And so we would then do what? Have them take a nap. But now as adults, for whatever reason, there are so many times where we force ourselves throughout the day to have more energy than we actually have. So we're not really being honest with ourselves. We're not giving ourselves the benefit of the doubt. We're pushing ourselves beyond the brink. And then because of that, now we're grouchy, taking it out on other people, flustered, frustrated, and not showing up as our best selves, right? And so again, I say, during the holiday season, the best gift that you can give somebody is the best version of yourself. And so if that means that for the holiday season, one of the things, if you've never done it, you start taking a nap. Start taking care of you, because I guarantee you that you're going to feel better. And when you feel better, you act better. You come across better. You show up better. You can give a better version of you because you have more of you to give. So many people, and I don't have the statistic in front of me, but you can Google it. So many people experience burnout during the holiday. And I think that the holiday season is probably one of the greatest times that people experience burnout, because they're pushing themselves so hard, again, under the impression that if they don't do all of these things, if they don't show up, so, you know, quote unquote, showing up, meaning from a materialistic perspective, and if they don't give everything that they have, that somebody's going to be mad at them or not going to be pleased. But it's never good to do it to your own detriment, right? So you want to make sure that you take you, if you need to take a nap, if you need to take a break, don't keep overloading yourself working, you know, 14, 16, 18 hour shifts, because you are killing yourself. Whether you know it or not, whether it feels like that's what you're doing or not, you're not taking the best care of yourself. And after a while, it's going to catch up with you. And so do what you have to do for you every day. And that's not selfish. I don't care what somebody may say. Self-care is actually a thing. And self-care is a necessary thing. Because again, I say, if you are not here because you are overworking and overwhelming yourself, all of those people that you've convinced yourself is the reason why you're doing all of this stuff, they will be greatly missing you. Because again, you will have end up either having some type of breakdown, meltdown, stroke. And this is not me being funny, cynical, or sarcastic. Again, you can look this stuff up. What happens as a result of burnout is real. And if you yourself understand the true reason of the season, then you would not put this pressure on yourself. For those who are just tuning in, I was saying how what the name of this is, what are you working on for the holidays? But I was kind of going back and forth with what are you working on with what should you be working on. And so that's one of the reasons why I started out talking about mental health, because that's what you should be working on. Many people do not consciously and actively work on taking care of themselves mentally, because, you know, especially if you are, I will say, maybe about 40 or old. I don't know about under 40 because that's the millennial generation. But I know like over 40, our generation was not really taught about self-care. We were taught to go, 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 do, 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 be, be, be. And we were never really taught the negative or the downside. So please understand, I am not telling or endorsing anyone to be lazy. Taking care of yourself and being lazy are two totally different things. What I'm saying is understand what you need to be the best version of yourself and give yourself that. So whether that is rest, and most, I don't care who you are, we all need rest. You are not Superman or Superwoman, so you cannot just continue to be on the go without resting properly, eating properly, giving your body the nourishment and nutrition that it needs. And so, like I said, honestly, taking care of yourself should not be something that you reserve for doing just around holiday season. You should be doing it all year long. However, comma, you definitely want to be more attentive during the holiday season, because most people tend to work more. They tend to spread themselves thinner during the holiday season because of what you attribute the holiday season to being about, which is all monetary, materialistic, commercialistic type things. And if you really take care of you, the people that you're around, I can just about guarantee it, unless they are all just materialistic people, most people are going to want to see what's best for you, and they're going to want to see you in a happy and healthy place. So you being around with much more energy in a happier space and place is going to be more of a gift to them than you could possibly imagine. And so, in either case, let's go to the professional or industrial part of this. What are you working on for the holidays? And so from that part, we will say, what are you working on? And if I have any writers that's listening, I'll tell you some of the things you should be working on. So for many people during the holiday season, you know, it's easier if you are a parent of school age children. Then the holiday season gives you a little more time for you. I say that because most children are out of school for 1 to 2 weeks, which means if you are that parent that is either taking your children to school or picking your children up, or if you're homeschooling or whatever the case may be, you get a little extra time during this week or two, right? And so, obviously, one of the things that I recommend, I've already done it, already said it, taking care of you, giving yourself some time for you. So I'm not saying that you don't need to do anything during those hours except for 24 hours just sleeping or blowing off the entire day. No, but I am highly recommending that you take at least two of those hours to rest, whether rest means actually taking a nap or rest just means pulling away from the busy, right? Pulling away from always being on the go and just giving your mind time to reboot, giving your mind time to do nothing and just relax, right? So whether that means watching a movie that either whatever your genre is, so if you like to laugh or cry, watching something that will make that those feelings resurrect. If you are a type of person that likes to do yoga or meditate, do that. You know, if you want to just go to a park and do some walking and whatever, give yourself 2 hours out of the day. But in terms of from a professional standpoint, what you should be working on during the holidays after you've rested and taken care of yourself is 2023 or 2024 or whatever the following year is, right? This is perfect prep time. Many, many people, including myself, I actually start working on the following year, probably in Q3 or third quarter of the year. But if you have not already done so, then what you should be doing during the holiday season. So whether you're looking at the holiday season starting in November or for Thanksgiving that rolls into December, or you look at Christmas as being your holiday season, definitively by then, if you have not already started mapping out what your following year looks like or will look like, you should definitively take the time to do it then, right? Understand that you don't want to allow, we always say that when, what is it, opportunity and preparation meet, that's really how you get success. You don't stumble into it and you don't want it to actually come and you're not prepared for it. A lot of times people are saying the levels that they want to be on and they want to get all of this done, but the fact of the matter is that you're actually not prepared for if that actually happens. You don't have the things in place. You don't have the inventory for that or the capacity for that, or you haven't made the product line for that, or, you know, the thing is still on the shelf waiting for you to finish it. And so you want to look at least the first quarter. And for those of you who are not that, what's the word I'm looking for? Ambitious, where you're like, ain't nowhere in the world I'm finna plan out through March. At least take the time now to look at what you would like for your January to be, right? So not just reacting to everything that's already there. Like, we already know that if you work a job, you already know that your work schedule is your work schedule. So you're reacting to what that already is. But take some time to actually prep and plan for what you would like it to be. If you're saying, hey, you know, I want to do this launch, when are you going to do the launch? If you're saying, I want to release the book, when are you releasing the book? You know, start filling in during this season where it's a little less hectic. And again, I understand I'm not talking to everybody, because everybody's lives look differently depending on what your household looks like or what your job, your profession is. The holiday time might be the busiest time for you. So if that's you, then obviously this advice is not to you. But for those who your year kind of calms down around this time, because you've made it to the end of the year, then you are the one that I'm talking to. So you want to be looking at your calendar and you want to start prepping your calendar. So just generically speaking, some of those things, because again, I've done some podcasts on the difference between goals and plans, or I think it was called Stop Setting Goals. You need to listen to that, because we keep on doing these goals. And for everybody that's talking about all the vision parties you're going to go to, I'm not coming down on you for going to a vision party, but what I'm going to say is all vision parties do is talk about your goals. When are you making time to execute your plans? When are you writing down, okay, how am I going to get this goal accomplished? Like, I don't keep on setting yourself up talking about, Oh yeah, this the year I go to Rome. Oh yeah, this the year I do this. Or I see myself having a car. Or I see myself. How are you gonna get those things done? So many times we get caught up in saying what we want. And again, I'm all for that. But there has to be a plan to manifestation, right? You don't just wake up one day and it is done. And so during the holiday season, you want to be mapping out your next year, right? So like I say, for those people who are really ambitious, take the time and look at all the things that you're saying that you want for your life. Start putting some dates next to those. Like, look at what you have on your calendar for the following year and see, match up the reality of these things happening. So don't just say something just to say it. But if you really want to do a book, then put on your calendar, when is my book release going to be? If you're really looking to travel, what's the best month based off of what I know my work schedule to be? What's the best month for me to be able to travel? You know, and if you're not ambitious enough to look at the entire year, look at the first quarter, January, February, March, or at least just look at January. Set up something for yourself so that way you can be working on something, because most of the times we live our lives, we're more fulfilled in life when we live intentionally, when we see that we have things that we're working towards and we're getting them accomplished, then it gives us more of a sense of fulfillment. And you're more empowered and you're more motivated to keep on going. Every time you check off one box, then it encourages you and motivates you to go to the next box, right? But you won't check off anything if you don't have a plan in place for it. So that's what you should be working on. So yes, part one, take care of yourself, your mental health. Should be doing that 365 days a year and 366 on a leap year. But even if you don't do it all year long, be careful and mindful to take care of yourself during the holidays and don't allow yourself to overstress. But then from a professional standpoint, regardless of your industry, make sure that you are mapping out your following year. All right, guys, so I'm hoping that helped you. And as I always tell you, if you're not already following me across social media, please feel free to do so, whether it be Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, or YouTube. You can find and follow me at My Name is Tenille. And then if you'd like to work with me more personally, either with a consultation or your own personal coaching program, feel free to visit my website, which is mynameistenille.com. That's my name is TONEAL.com. And last but definitely not least, please follow and subscribe my Educated and Empowered podcast, which you can find by going to anchor.fm. Thank you all so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.